Today on Press TV, Iran starts a project to build two new units at the Bushehr nuclear power plant. The new reactors, which are part of an expansion project, will be constructed during a 10-year period. The first unit of the power plant, built by the Russian experts, joined the national grid almost 5 years ago. Russia and the United States have reached an agreement to take measures aimed at reducing violence and reviving the peace process in Syria. A truce will come into force in Syria on Monday. Russia says Damascus is ready to support the initiative. Over two dozen people have been killed in a huge fire triggered by a boiler explosion at a Bangladeshi garment factory. Some 100 people were working when raging flames tore through the four-story building in the industrial town of Tongi. Around 70 people have been injured, many critically. The Iraqi Air Force has killed more than 100 terrorists from the Daesh Takfiri group in Anbar province. Iraq's defense ministry says top leaders of the terrorist group were among the dead. The killed terrorists were responsible for coordinating and transferring explosive-laden cars and committing acts of terrorism. Thousands of people in Athens stage a rally against the Greek government's adoption of tough EU policies. The protesters were mostly members of the All Workers Military Front. The anti-austerity protesters chanted anti-capitalist slogans. US police have arrested at least two activists during a rally in solidarity with a wide prison work strike. The rally in Portland was aimed at saying no to what the activists call prison slavery and white supremacy. The protesters also blame corporations that make massive profits out of prisoner enslavement. Cuba's foreign minister says America's easing of its trade embargo on the country has had virtually no positive effect on its economy. Bruno Rodriguez said there's been no fundamental change in the application of the US blockade and that the embargo cost his country $4.6 billion last year alone. Those are the latest here on Press TV.